The coastal communities around New Orleans are threatened by sea level rise, but Louisiana has a plan to address the problem, reroute the Mississippi River, and use its mud to restore wetlands that provide a buffer against storms and flooding. As WBUR's Jesse Remedios reports, that plan's success depends, in part, on a Massachusetts-based research lab.
Mark Twain called it the Magnificent Mississippi. He said that the river will always have its own way. No engineering skill can persuade it to do otherwise. Garrett Dunn is doing his best anyways.
You wouldn't think seeing through 6 inches of water is hard until it's moving.
He's submerged in the river's water, on his hands and knees, combing through heaps of river rocks.
Moving this wall is about 10 minutes apiece. The other wall is a little bit larger, a little bit harder to move, so it's 15 to 20 minutes.
The wall he's rebuilding is called a sediment diversion. It's designed to pull water and a whole lot of sand out of the river and into Louisiana's Barataria Bay to rebuild vast swaths of drowning wetlands. Except Dunn's not actually in Louisiana. He's in a lab in his hometown of Holden, Massachusetts, part of a team working on the campus of Alden Research Lab.
This is the oldest continuously operating hydraulics lab in North America.
That's Dan Gessler, Alden Lab's senior vice president.
There's not very many labs in the United States that can do this kind of work, especially at the scale that was required.
Gessler says that back when the lab was founded in 1894, everything was done outdoors with water from a nearby pond. That water still runs through the property, but today, most work happens indoors, inside Alden's more than 20 buildings.
So where are we going? What's down here?
Down here are some of the other buildings.
Oh,
there's
fun.
A couple of them that are really cool.
Inside each of the buildings are teams of engineers. Some are constructing dams. Others are reassembling pipes. They're all studying the same basic issue.
We specialize in looking at how the water interacts with the built environment.
The lab tests water pumps, vents, systems that keep fish out of power plants. They're even working out the kinks to how water flows through the next generation of nuclear reactors. And their largest project is the one Dunn was working on a physical model of a portion of the Mississippi River, shrunken down to fit inside a building the size of a football field.
This particular model needed a building that was 300 feet long, and Alden is one of the few buildings that can do that.
Alden Lab has gone to great lengths to ensure that everything, the water levels, the diversion, the sand, the barge parked slightly upriver, is exactly 1/65th. It's real-world size.
The only thing we're not correctly modeling is the water temperature. That water is cold. I have to imagine the Mississippi is a little warmer.
That's Dunn again. He's the project's testing engineer. It's his job to climb in and out of the river a dozen times a day to disassemble, readjust, and then test different angles of the diversion's wall to figure out which version pulls the most sediment. Dunn's about 6 feet tall, but he looks like a giant river monster next to the miniatures.
Do you ever feel like Godzilla?
Hard to not feel like it, yeah.
When Dunn finishes setting up the gate, he hops out of the river and walks over to a computer, dripping a trail of water behind. He takes a seat and starts an experiment, releasing streaks of Christmas colors into the river. The idea is to visualize the flow of sediment. Gessler says everything we're watching has already been tested in a computer simulation.
There's certain aspects to this that the computer models don't do quite as well as the physical model can.
The point of the physical model is to make sure the diversion sucks out as much Mississippi mud as the computers think it should, before Louisiana spends $1 billion punching a big hole in the river's levee. Even though Dunn spends a lot of time in this Mississippi, he's never actually been to the real one. That may change in June. He's going to a buddy's wedding in Louisiana, and he says he hopes to meet the mighty river in person. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jesse Remedios.